Good morning, everybody. Okay.
Christoph.
Yes, left off yesterday. We learned the Braisa on the second line from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph that adds on more dinim than what it says in the Mishnah. So it says in the Braisa that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah, is Machlokes HaTanaim. The Yesh Amrim, the second Tana holds that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schiras Batim. If you rent an apartment, so the year is up in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, what does it mean? So the Gemara has on the top of Amud Beis, on top of Zayin Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan, if I rent you an apartment and it says in the lease today's date, and I write and I'm renting you the apartment for a year, so it's Shneimos HaChodesh Miyom Liyom, that day, a year later. It was a Shana Muberes to that day, that's it. But if I rent you the apartment till the end of the year, then it depends on Lashem Adam. So the Tanakhama doesn't hold like this. Tana and the Mishnah and Tanakhama doesn't agree. But the Yeshomim and the Braisa holds that for Lashem Adam, the year is up and it comes Chodesh Nissan. Unless I rented to you halfway into the month of Adar, so I'm renting you an apartment for less than a month. The Gemara says, nah, that's not normal. People don't rent apartments for less than 30 days. Unless it's a hotel, unless it's a different, not an apartment. But if it's they rent a house or something like that, it's understood there has to be at least a month. But if after the month it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so then the Yeshomim, the second time that Braisa holds, that the year is up in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and the Tanakhama doesn't agree. Machlokes and Lashem Adam, we have a lot of Mishnayos in the Dorim. In the middle of the Dorim, we have 2-3 Prokim that discuss a lot what's the Lashem Adam. Okay.
So what is the, Rabbi, what does the Tanakhama hold then? I mean, from when do you count? The Gemara doesn't.
Right. It could be that you count from Tishrei. Could be you count from Tishrei. I don't know. Lad the Meiri has a lot on these Mishnayos and Nidorim, where the Mishnah tells you what the Nidorim halacha halashim and the Adam, and the Gemara tells you what's the halashim and the Adam. So the Meiri writes every single time that this din applies b'osa makam or b'osa zman. In Eretz Yisrael, in the days of the Tanaim, that's what it meant. Today, in modern Israel, they speak modern Hebrew. It's not necessarily the same language of Hebrew in the days of the Tanaim. But they have in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of the din in the Shulchan Aruch don't necessarily apply b'zman hazeh. The usage, the language usage, is totally different. But they have in Shulchan Aruch discussions, what if he took the neder in Yiddish? So they have to discuss, what's the Lashem Yodam in Yiddish? That's a person they have in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nedarim. Person takes a neder in Yiddish, he's not going to eat potato chips, a ganze vach. A vach means a whole week, 7 days. A vach means the weekdays of the week. What about Shabbos? So they say, they bring a rye from Gotfen Avram, that the women say, Havdalam is Havgotram, the Bach Zalt Zun's coming, the Mazel and Brach and some Gutten give in. We should make a lot of money. So they say, you don't make on Shabbos. So you see that the word Vach means the weekdays of the week. It doesn't mean a whole week. So in every language, you have to ascertain. And even Hebrew today is not necessarily the same. Every language develops over the years, it has different meanings.
So it could be the same thing would apply by Svira, you say. By Svira, you once told me that we should count two ways, because maybe the...
Yeah, that the Magen Aram says, why do we count Svira? Why do we say the smaller number first? You say, let's say, I'm like, but we say, Hayom Shlosha Shloshim Yom. Why don't you say Shloshim Shlosha Yomim? Why do you say the smaller number first? So the Magen Aram refers to the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that there seems to be a machlokes hatanoim when they can go to counts the hazaz, achas l'mayla, sheva l'mata. The Gemara says he's not supposed to count all eight together. He counts separately, 1 and 7. So how do you count? Achas, achas, v'achas, then? Would you say achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'yarba? Or you say shtayim v'achas, sholosh v'achas, arba v'achas? So it sounds like a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says not really. Marki Asrei, Umarki Asrei. Each Tana lived in a different area in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah of Amira, so you should speak the way it's normal to speak. So if the Minhag HaMakom is that you say the smaller number first, so you say the smaller number first. Minhag HaMakom say the larger number first, say the larger number first. So the Magen Avraham writes, the Vaynadach in Poland, and in Yiddish, we all talk Yiddish, and Yiddish should say...
The smaller number first.
Dreisig. But today, nobody talks Yiddish, and nobody talks Biblical Hebrew. In Biblical Hebrew and Chumash, Ruba de Ruba, you have the smaller number first. Right. And the Nevi'im Ksuvim, as you go later into Ksuvim, it's almost always the larger number first. So that, based on the Magen Avraham, should say the larger number first. More correct is to say the larger number first. Yeah. In ancient English, they used to say 420 blackbirds baked in a pie or something. So you say the smaller number first. But in modern English, nobody talks like that. They told me in Arabic also, one of the rabbis in Yeshiva is Sephardi. He said in Arabic also, you say the larger number first. You don't say the smaller number first. Okay. Then the Gemara gets involved in a whole discussion. How are you counting Abba Rosh Hashanim Hay? They have five different Rosh Hashanahs. You have Echad B'Nissan. Then you have Echad B'Elul, Echad B'Tishrei. What else? Echad B'Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. How are you counting? So why does it say four? It's really five. So the Gemara gives different suggestions. It's not a halachic issue, but it's just how to read the Mishnah. So the Gemara has one suggestion is a Ravashi on the second line from the top on the Avches Amalal. Ravashi claims that the Mishnah is counting there were four Rosh Hashanim that take place on Rosh Chodesh. If it's Tu B'Shvat, then it doesn't count. But according to B'Shamay, that it's Echad B'Shvat, Echad B'Shvat, Machlok B'Shamay B'Sil, when is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis? So that's what the Mefarshim on the Mishnah point out. The Mishnah reads very well, the way Ravashi says. There are four Rosh Hashanim that fall out on Rosh Chodesh, Kedivrei B'Shamay. Why do you say Kedivrei B'Shamay? I should say Divrei B'Shamay. Why do you say Kid Divrei B'Shamay? So what it means to say, according to Ravashi, is there are four Rosh Hashanim according to B'Shamay. According to B'Shamay, there are four Rosh Hashanim that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. According to B'Sil, there are only three that fall out on Rosh Chodesh. According to B'Shamay, there are four. Okay. It's not too important. But the Gemara has in the middle of this discussion, so the Gemara mentioned there is a machlokes hatanoim. They mentioned on the bottom of Zion, and basically they're going to repeat it again later. Machlokes hatanoim, but it comes shnas hayovel, and so does chosus lebalein beyovel. If a person has a stay mikne, has to give it back to the maker, revert back to become a stay achuza. If you have an evidivri is yotze beyovel. When do you have all the dinim of yovel applied? Does it begin on Yom Kippur shel yovel when you blow shofar? Does it begin from Rosh Hashanah of Yovel? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Hashem Vechma Breike, he holds Rosh Hashanah ready chayil Yovel. Everything takes effect. It may be that it's on the condition that they'll blow shofar on Yom Kippur shel Yovel. That's going to be later in the Gemara. Maybe if the bezin doesn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the din of tkiyah shofar applies. It's a chayvus hayachid. Everybody has to blow shofar. There is a special din of Bezdin blowing shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Shecholis B'Shabbos, they made Gzera de Rabbanan, and you're not allowed to blow shofar. That's later, the third parak. But if it's Bifnei Bezdin in Bamigdosh, you blow shofar, even Rosh Hashanah Shecholis B'Shabbos. Why is Bamigdosh? So the Mishnah says it's not because of Migdosh. Bamigdosh are you taken of Laban? Not because Migdosh is Migdosh means in the presence of the Sanhedrin. So therefore, even when the Sanhedrin went into Golis and the Sanhedrin is in Yavne, also, when Rabbi Yechman Zaka was in the Bez Nagodol, was in Yavne, so they blew Shofar and Yavne in the presence of the Bez. And so that's Midrabban. On the level of the Raisa, there's no difference in Rosh Hashanah whether it belongs Shofar, the Bez, nor the Yochid is born. It's a Chayfus HaYochid. It has nothing to do with Bez. It's Midrabban. The presence of the Bez, we're not afraid that people will be Mechal Shabbos. Shembi Avirena Dalaram doesn't apply in the presence of the Bezin. But on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the Gemara says that the Tkiya Shofar, on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, you blow Shofar just like on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says later, you say Malchus Rana Shofar, and you blow Shofar, I'll say the Abrachas. same as Rosh Hashanah. Just don't say Hayom HaRasalom. That you don't say. That's Hayom HaRasalom. Today is the birthday of the world. So that's one of the piyutim that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's on the assumption. The Gemara has a machlokes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua here, the last six lines on Chesam and Aleph, and it's quoted later, whether B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam or B'Nissan Nivra Ha'olam. So the Gemara says, Kema Matzlein Hoidna Hayom Haris Ha'olam, whose opinion is that based on that you say in the Piyutim of Rosh Hashanah, today is the birthday of the world. That's on the assumption, like Reb Lezer, that B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. And we say that, so apparently we assume B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. This is going to discuss that. How come when you get to Kufis, we don't follow that opinion? It's a problem. Okay. Yeah. So on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the Ikar Tkiya Shofar is in front of Bezin. And when we say if they didn't blow Shofar, the Yovel doesn't take effect. It means if the Bezin didn't blow Shofar, it's not they call Yochid Yochid. You need 51% of the Jews worldwide have to blow Shofar. No. That's also a big machlokes. It says Tavir Shofar B'chol Artzachem. B'chol Artzachem means in Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's a chayvas karka. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. So that's, and the Rama also writes. The Rama also writes the lashna pasuk Mavir and Shofar B'chol Haaretz or something like this. It's a big machlokes. I think a machlokes the Turi Evin and the Sfasemis. Whether the chiyuv tkiya machlokes on the level of the rice, whether the chiyuv tkiya of a shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yevil is only in Oyeg in Eretz Yisrael or applies all over the world. It's very strange. Why should it only apply in Eretz Yisrael? The dinim of the stay achuz and stay mikna, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But the din, if you have an Eretz, he goes free when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yevil, that applies all over the world. That should apply all over the world. Very strange. Machlokes on the level of the rice between the Turi Yevin and the Svasem is whether the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yevil is only in Eretz Yisrael, it's all over the world. But Kol Panim, the Gemara makes it clear that it's a unique mitzvah bifnei Bezdin on Yom Kippur Shal Yevil is a unique din. The Tkiya Shofar, the Bezdin is announcing, is declaring, this is Shnas HaYevil and therefore the Avodim should go free.
The Yechidim and the Haim Hash Olam is the Bria Soilam or the Adam Arishim was born on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, Tosis explains that means Adam Arishim was created on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of Sheshes Mei Bereshis. The last 5 days in Elul, the world began to be created 6 days before. And everything before Adam Arishim was prehistoric because there was nobody there to see. So the first day that there was history, that there was a human being there, was the sixth day of Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Now, according to our calendar, Lo Yadu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Friday. But the original Rosh Hashanah and Sheshes Mei Bereshis was Dafka on a Friday. That's why I said some of the Kubbalim write that because we live in an imperfect world, that's why Rosh Hashanah never falls out on Friday. The original Rosh Hashanah was Dafka on Friday, the sixth day of Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Okay.
Rabbi, didn't Rav Salvechik say that Klal Yisrael is in Israel, so then that's where you would blow for Yovel. That would make sense. It's the same thing. That's where Klal Yisrael is.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a mitzvah on the Tzibur. It's not a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody all over the world is mechuyev. It's a chayvus hayachid. So the pashtus is Tkiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. It's also a chayvus hayachid. You want to say it's a chayvah on only those who are members of Klal Yisrael. Okay. You have to word it like that. Okay. Akopan is a machlekes achreinim on a level of their eisa. Okay, so then the Gemara discusses what exactly is the machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah. When is Rosh Hashanah the Maisa Behema? That you're not supposed to be mafish mishana al chabato. Yeah, I looked up the Rambam. I looked up that Rambam. Yeah, in the opening Mishnah, it says we paskin beechad betishrei. When is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behemah? If you have five behemoths born in 1 year, five behemoths born in the other year, so they're not mitztar from Yachad. The when is the cutoff point? So the first Tana holds, Rameh holds, it's Echad Be'elul. And Rav Loz Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Loz Rav Shimon, is Be'echad Be'tishrei. So the Ramam is Perek Zayin Alocha Zayin Hilchas Bechor. Perek Zayin Alocha Vav and Hilchas Bechoris. So the Ramam quotes the din, that is Echad Be'tishrei. When he said Yeroyali, he thinks that a bidiyabit, if you were mitzarev five from before Rosh Hashanah, five were born after Rosh Hashanah, so then and you were mafrish ma'isa behema, it would be chal bidiyabit. Why? So he says, because it's not written explicitly in the Chumash. Afrosh's Trumas and Maisa says, Asetas is called to Azarach Yetzasada Shana Shana. You should not to be mafrish mishana al chavato. So that came out explicit in Torah Shebichsav. But this is only based on a hekish, aser te aser. And the Gemara says, why is it repeated? Vidarshan l'shan is kfulim. That's machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. What did he say? Rabbi Shmuel has dibbetar k'lishan meri adam. The Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu to write down in the way people speak, so people a lot of times repeat themselves. So Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't darshan anything from l'shan is kfulim. And we have not accepted Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. No dibbetar k'lishan meri adam. The Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that every word has a meaning, every letter has a meaning, every phrase has a meaning. So we darshan l'shan is kfulim. So if it says aser te aser, so the Gemara makes a drasha. Mishtei maisus akosa medaber. That's on chesam and aleph, right in the middle of the omid where it says dvarim chapter yudalid. One is maisa behema, one is maisa dogan. So just like the cutoff point for Maisa Dogon is Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, cutoff point means if it's Tvua, so when did the Havah Shlish occur? If it's Peres Elon, so you go Basa Chanota, when did the Chanota take place? If you go by Yerokas, you go Basa Lakita. So when did the Lakita take place? That we spoke about when we learned the first Mishnah. Machlekes, Taisus and Neri 12, what does Lakita mean? Machlekes, Vashin Tez, what does Chanota mean? Havah Shlish is also a discussion in Achrayim, where the Havah Shlish means one third of the amount of time that it sits in the ground, or one third of the full size that it's going to be when it's fully ripened. It grows much faster in the last few weeks. So if you're going to say Havah Shlish is one third of the time that it sits in the ground, it's not going to be one third of the final size. That's a shaila about Bishul. If you cook on Shabbos, Kemaychol ben derusoi, so that's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbi Sukkar points out, seem to be my colleagues, Rashi and the Rambam. How much is Maychol ben derusoi? Shlish bishulo or chatzi bishulo? So the Chazon Ish understands how many minutes does it take to cook the food, and chatzi bishulo, shlish bishulo means half of the time or one third of the time. A lot of times, one third of the time, it's not yet edible. One third of the time is not edible because it's just like when you plant it in the ground, it grows faster in the last few weeks. So when you cook food, it cooks much more when you're holding by the end because the heat accumulated for so long. So that's the Chazon Ish defines it. How can you measure shlish bishula, chatzi bishula? Moshe called Tzorka, he says, how many minutes do you need to cook it to be fully cooked? And chatzi bishula, half the time. And others disagree with the Chazon Ish, and they think it doesn't. It means the food is half cooked. If you're going to just cook it half the time that you need, it's not going to be half cooked. It's still going to be raw. Anyway, so the Rambam says that since Shana, Aseta Aser Shana Shana, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, so that's even Medievit not Chal. But Maisa Beim, since it's only learned out through a Hekesh, so the Rambam says, Yeroyali, Mishum Chum Edekotchim, we should say that it is Chal, Mishana Al Chavato. So very Mechudish Dikedin. Someone asked a good kasha yesterday. So since Bidiyevid, the Rama holds mitzdarfin, so why did the Mishnah count it? The Gemara said the Mishnah didn't mention Trumas Alishka because Bidiyevid, if you purchased the Karbonis Tziba this year, from last year's Machzor Shekel, it would be kosher. So the Gemara said, Loi Psikale. Here the top two lines on Zion on the base. So that's what someone asked a good kasha. Why shouldn't you say the same about Maisa Ben? It's also according to the Rambam. But the Yevet, it would be Chal. That's a good kash. We'll have to look. Some of the Achrayim talk about it. Anyway, so the Gemara here has a Machloikas Hatanoim in the Mishnah. When is the Rosh Hashanah Maisa Ben? Is it Echa Be'el or Echa Be'tish? It's the first, the Gemara says, maybe it's a Machloikas. When is the normal time for the Behemoth to be born? Is it normal that born in Av? So Echa Be'el is already... Most of them will be born in Av. So Echad Be'elul, human beings are born every day of the year, probably the same amount that human beings are born, unless there's a blackout and the people can't watch TV. So then more babies, more women will become pregnant that night. That they did research, that they know for a fact. But behemoths, there are seasons when the behemoths are born. So the behemoths are usually born in Tammuz. So then the behemoth Daka is born in Tammuz. So therefore, Echad Be'el should be Rosh Hashanah. Or the behemoth is normally born in Elul, and then the Rosh Hashanah should be Echad B'Tishrei. So that's the first suggestion. It's Machlokes and Metzius. When is it normal for the behemoth to be born? Then the Gemara suggests not necessarily so. Elomar Rava, he says the Pasuk doesn't read straight. Psukim and Tilim in Perek Samachay don't read straight. So Elomar Rava, Rava says no. Everybody agrees what the normal thing for the behemoth is to be born. But it's a machlag is hadi darshan the hekesh. Aser ta aser b'shnei maisus hakosam medaber. There's a Tosus and Tainus in the first parak, but Tosus quotes the Sifrei on the pasuk. Aser ta aser b'shnei maisus. One goes on maisa peiros and one goes on maisa ksofim. If a person earned so much money in the course of the year, he should give maisa ksofim to tzedakah. So that's the mocha for Maisek Sofim. So some is showing there is a minority opinion that that drasha is real drasha deraisa. Maisek Sofim is a real din deraisa. So there's a taz in Yeridei and Shin Lamed Aleph. Shin Lamed Aleph is a long simon. The tour lived in Europe. He never moved there to Israel. So he never had the mitzvah of Lisbon. So he wrote everything in one simon, Shin Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Yosef Bekar lived in Eretz Yisrael, says Shin Lamed Aleph is much longer than the other Siman. He has all the dinim, Atrumas, and Maisis, and Beit of Yoga, and everything. So there's a Taz there in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. He says there is such an opinion in the Rishonim, there is such an opinion, Maisik Sofim is the Raisa, but he says we don't follow that opinion. Then there are another two opinions. One opinion that Maisik Sofim is the Rabbanon, and the generally accepted opinion that Maisik Sofim is only a Midas Chasidus. I, the Sifrei, darshens it from the Pasuk Aser Te Aser, the Kefal Loshen. So Tosfos writes in many places, the Sifrei makes a drush, and it was only intended as an asmachta. If it's either the Rabbanon or it's just a Midas Chasidus, so for sure it's only an asmachta. Yeah, so that's what we really hold, that Maisek Sofim is only a Minig Tov, a Midas Chasidus. And that's what we mentioned when we learned the first daf, that the Imre Yosher at Meir Arik suggested in his Chulis that the first time a person gives Maisek Sofim, he should have in mind that maybe he should say B'li Neder, in case one year it will be difficult to give Maisek Sofim, so it won't be Mukhiv to give. But the Gemara Darshan is a real drasha. This is a real drasha deraisa. I said to Asa, B'shnei Maisek Sofim Adaber, one is Maisek Behem, and one is Maisek Dog, and a Hukesh Lahadodi. So Hukesh in what way? So we have some Hukesh, that just like the Rosh Hashanah, for Trumas and Maisek is Echad B'Tishrei. When did the Havah Shlish take place? Before or after? When did the Lekita take place? Or when did the Hanata? When did the Hanata take place? Before Rosh Hashanah or after? So too by the Maisa Behema, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. That's the Hekish, the same day. The other Tana holds no. That just like Ma Maisa Dog and Samach Legemra is Surai, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei because that's soon after everything is fully grown. So Maisa Behem also soon after they're born. So when are they normally born? During Tammuz. So therefore Elul is the next month. So it's Machlekes HaTanaim had a darsh in the Psuk. We paskin Hashanah Din Derai. So we paskin that it's Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah LeMaisa Behem. Then the Gemara continues. The Gemara comments about 20 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah, Bechad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishonim. What is that referring to? So first they quote Rapapa Lishtoris. But he said the same thing on Bechad B'Nissen as Rosh Hashanah Lemelochim. And the Gemara said also Lishtoris. So which is it? Is the Rosh Hashanah and Malachim is Echad B'Nissen and Echad B'Tishrei? So Rav Chisda said that the difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Umasoyel. The Malchi Yisrael is Echad B'Nissen and Malchi Umasoyel is Echad B'Tishrei. So then the Gemara asks, so comes out that what Rav Chisda said, just tell me what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda Mas Nissen also Lashmina. Just tell me what it says in the Mishnah. The Amaram usually say something new and not saying over a Mishnah. The Gemara says, lo. Rav Chisda was telling us how to read the Psukim. That he had rayas, that was the earlier sugya, and the earlier daf, Chizda Harayis that the Echad Benissen is Vashana Malchi Yisrael and Echad Betishrei is Vashana Malchi Yom Mesar. That was his, he wasn't, he is telling me what it says in the Mishnah, but his lecture, his Chiddush was he worked out the Psukim at Tanakh to show that this is correct. Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchi Yisrael and Echad Betishrei is Vashana Malchi Yom Mesar. The boy same, or if you want, he can give a different answer. Maybe Rav Chizda read the Mishnah like Rav Zera. Rav Zera says that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Tkufa. What does that mean? That there was a historical machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, B'Tishrei Nibra Ha'olam, or B'Nissan Nibra Ha'olam. And the Mishnah is adopting position, Echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It means that B'Tishrei Nibra Ha'olam. What's the difference? So the Gemara has later, one difference is, what do you say, Hayam Haris Olam? You only say Hayam Haris Olam, that piyut, if you assume like Rav Lezer. We say it. So we do say Hayam Haris Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. His Adam Rishon was created on the sixth day of Sheshes Mebereshes. So we say that piyut, yeah. Then there's another nafkamina. How do you calculate, another nafkamina where they assume like Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, how do you calculate the years of the Mabul? When did the Mabul begin? When did the Mabul end? So Rashi and Chumash quotes that. If you're all like Rav Lezer, but Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, then the Chumash is saying which month the Mabul began and so on. Everything is the month starting from Tishrei. Because the Torah wasn't given. It wasn't yet established that Echad B'Nissan, that was after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nissan is the Chodesh Rishon. But before Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can't say that everything is counted to Nissan. So if you're all but Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, all the dates in the Mabul are all Lebriyas Ha'olam from Tishrei. Then Tosfos has another nafkamina when they get to the tkufas, the calculation of when the tkufas begin and end. Tosfos goes into the details here. Yeah. So that depends. Yeah.
Most of the machzorim that we have print Hayom Haris Olam in Machzor Chazor Shofar is only after Tkiya Shofar. And like in the Chazor Sashatz, if you follow the Nusach Ashkenaz. But I think the Rav said you should say it even in the Psalms when I say, even if you don't have Tkiya Shofar. Am I right? And why would he say that?
I don't remember. I don't know. So that's it. Gemara has another suggestion. Maybe Rav Chizda understood the Mishnah. He's not just saying over the Mishnah. Maybe he understood B'Tishrei. Ech B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It means L'Tkufas. It means that B'Tishrei never heard. Or the Gemara has another suggestion. Nach Meitzal Kamei Baby means L'Din. That Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. That's later in Mishnah. Baba Prokem Ho'olam Nidan. There are four times in the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world. One is Rosh Hashanah, Saris HaMei Tshuva. Then is Sukkot. Bechag Nidonim Al HaMayim. And Pesach Nidonim Al HaTvua. And Shavuos Batzeris Nidonim Al Peres Ho'olam. And on Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Saris HaMei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world. So the Gemara says, where does it say that in Tanakh? So the Gemara, what does it say in Tanakh that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin? The Gemara suggests maybe the pasuk can tell him Tikkun v'Chodesh Shofar b'Kesel Yom Chagenik Lishpat v'Dakei Yankiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world on Rosh Hashanah. Tikkun v'Chodesh Shofar means he blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah b'Kesel Yom Chagenik. Rosh Hashanah is the holiday Ezel Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. Rosh Chodesh is hiding. It's sort of swallowed up by the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah. People forgot about the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah. They forgot about the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. They know today is Rosh Hashanah, Yantav Rosh Hashanah. So it's hidden. The fact that it's also Rosh Chodesh is hidden. But that's one mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world. So you might suggest maybe that's the pshat in that pasuk. That mishpat l'Kei Yankev, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin for the whole world. Yeah. The Ramban, when he ran away from Spain, he had a debate with Bishumid. And he won the debate, but he had a run for his life because the Catholic Church was out to get him because he just slugged up the whole Catholic religion. And the government in Spain was a Catholic government, it was a Catholic country. So he ran away to save his life. They shouldn't kill him. So he ran to Eretz Yisrael. So then he davened the Ramban Shul. Okay, that's why they called the shul the Ramban Shul. That's where supposedly he davened. And then he gave a whole drasha for Rosh Hashanah. It must have taken hours and hours and hours. And he wrote up the whole drasha that he gave. He goes to the whole Maseches Rosh Hashanah, all the dinim of tkiyas and all the dinim, all the halachas. So he discussed this issue. Where does it say in Tanakh that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? That the Tanaim all assume Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So he says there was an oral tradition from the days of Adam Arishon that all the Yom HaSa'olam had. That the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that Adam Arishon was created. Where is it in Sanhedrin? Tosfos quotes it. Lamed Chesam Beis. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Which hour in the day? Adam Arishon was created on the sixth day of Sheshis Mei Bereishis and Rosh Hashanah. So he was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he was instructed not to eat the Eitz Hadas. An hour after he was instructed, he violated the din. He couldn't control himself for an hour. And then he was chased out of Gan Eden. That was his punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him and punished him all on the same day. And then the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, just like I judged you and I punished you today, so too, throughout all the future generations, I will judge your descendants on this day on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Ramban suggests. I think it quotes Pirkei Rav Lezer or something. From the Medrash, you see that it was an oral tradition by the Ummah Sa'olam from the days of Adam HaRishon that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. And Aseres Yemei Teshuva is for all the Ummah Sa'olam. It's for all the people in the world because it's a Yom HaDin, Alam Din is by Yomer. It's by all the Medinas in the world, not just for the Jewish people. Even though it says Mishpah, but Ke Yankif, but it goes on all the Yom HaSa'olam as well. In the Adal Yisrael, the Yom HaSa'olam, and Antam Lama Mishpah, but Ke Yankif. So all the people are judged on Rosh Hashanah. So that's what the Gemara suggests at this point. Maybe when it says Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, maybe that means that. That Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. The Gemara suggests maybe that's pshat in the pasuk in Dvarim chapter Yud Aleph. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah Barach Rishonah. Eretz Yisrael has a special Hashgacha Pratis. There's Hashgacha Pratis all over the world, but there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than in the rest of the world, as it says in Chum. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah Barach Rishonah. The Gemara suggests maybe what it means is Mireishis Hashanah Nidan Ma'yehei B'Soifo. And Rosh Hashanah, it's determined what will be for the remainder of the year. The Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So they suggest maybe that's pshat in that pasuk in Dvarim chapter Yud Aleph, Mireishis Hashanah Rach Rishonah. Maybe that's pshat in Tilim in that parik. Mishpot Alekei Yankov. Alekei Yankov judges the whole world. And whether it is or not, the Ramban says that they had an oral tradition, that Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, the Yom HaSa'olam had that. That Adam Rishon was taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he was judged on Rosh Hashanah, so too his descendants will be judged. Yeah, what does it mean, the Loshon HaGemara, commenting on that pasuk, Bakesa liyam chageinu, ezer chag shachodesh miskasa bo, tikol b'chodesh shofar bakesa liyam chageinu, we're blowing shofar on a chag, where something is covered up. Ezu chag shachodesh miskasabah. So Rosh Chodesh is covered up. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is somehow hidden. In what way is it hidden? So Tosfos has the famous discussion here. They quote the Rabbeinu Meshulam. So the Pashup Shat, the Rabbeinu Meshulam, the way they first understood, Rabbeinu Meshulam said that if you look in Parshas Pinchas, it lists off all the Masafim. So today's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh you give Tamas Shashachat, Tamas Shabbein, Abayim, and 11 Musafim. The first 10, Purim Shnaim, Ayelecha, Kvas Manishan, Shiva Tamimim, you bring 10 Oilus, 2 Purim and 1 Ayel, and 7 Kvasim is 10. And then you bring Sor Lachatas, 11. You bring 11 Musafim. And then it says on Rosh Hashanah, you bring Parechot, Ayelechot, Kvas Manishan, Shiva Tamimim, you bring 7 Musafim, you bring 9. And the 10th one is Sor Lachatos. And then it says, Milvad Olas HaChodesh Minchasa V'Olas HaTomidim Minchasa. That the 10 Musafim is in addition to the Olas HaTomidim Minchasa and Olas HaChodesh. So the 10, on Rosh Hashanah, the 10 Musafim that you bring, the 9 Olas and the 1 Chatos, are in addition to Milvad Olas HaChodesh. Olas HaChodesh, there were 10. But it doesn't say the Sor Lachatos. So it sounds like the Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, you don't bring the Sor Lachatos of Rosh Chodesh. You only bring one Sor, sorry, Rosh Hashanah, but you don't bring the Chatas for Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Rabbein Mishulam said. Chodesh Miskas about the third white line in Taisus, and the Taisus Shachod, the Timamas Al Chodesh. Chodesh Miskas about Shein Chatas, Rosh Chodesh, Kore, Rosh Hashanah, Gehil Siv, and Parsis Pinchas, and Mubad, Oilas Al Chodesh, and Minchasa. Oilas Al Chodesh is the 10 Oilas. The two tamidim, the Lord calls him about chatas v'yomer. So you don't bring the chatas. Hikshalor Rabbeinu Tam said it's wrong that it says befevish and the Tosef and Shvuas. How many seiri Rosh Chodashim are there? So Tosef doesn't quote the whole Tosef to here. And the other Tosef they quote it more. Here it says look in Tosef Beitzo Tosef Eruvin. Yeah, the other Tosef they quote it better. So the Tosef says how many Seirei Chatos are there Rosh Chodashim in the course of the whole year. So the Tosefta says either 12 or 13. If it's a Shana Mubaris, it'll be 13. If it's a Shana Pshuta, it'll only be 12. But according to Rabbeinu Mishulam, it should be 11 or 12. He claims that there was no Sor L'Chatos on Rosh Hashanah. You only bring on 11 of the Rosh Chodashim. You bring a Sor L'Chatos on Rosh Hashanah, that's the Musa for Rosh Hashanah. But for the it says Mivad Oilas Al Chodesh Minchasa, you only bring the 10 Oilas of Rosh Chodesh. You don't bring the Chatas, so it's against the Tosefta. So Rabbeinu Mishulam corresponded with the Rabbeinu Tam. He didn't live in the same city, so that he sends him back to that. He said, "I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that you don't bring. I know the Tosefta that you bring a Sor L'Chatas for Rosh Chodesh and for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. The two Sirim L'Chatas and Rosh Hashanah. I meant to say." It's hidden in the Chumash. The Chumash doesn't mention it. It's self-understood, but it's hidden. It doesn't say. So that was what Rabbeinu Mishulam said. It's HaChodesh Miskasaba. Other Rishonim gave a different shot based on the Gemara in the middle of Erevin, I think, Daf Mem. So the Gemara says, when you daven on, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom, the Gemara asks, B'yom B'baruch HaMosa, B'alayla, Ein B'baruch HaMosa. You don't say any brachas at night. You only say brachas in the daytime. The Gemara says, "Not b'chol yom v'yom tein l'me'ein b'chayisum shoyan." Whatever day of the year it is, if that day has a special status, if it's Shabbos, if it's Yontif, if it's Chol HaMoed, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you should mention it in the davening and in the benching. So you should mention it. So the Gemara says, when you daven on Rosh Hashanah, we mention the fact that it's Yom HaZikaron, that it's Rosh Hashanah. We also mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, no. Zikaron echad ola lekan ola kan. Why is it called Zikaron? Because when you say Yalav Yavai, you say Zachayin Hashem Malkeinu Bala Taiva. The old tefillah Yalav Yavai was composed by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, apparently based on the pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha that says, V'am simchas ma'adech m'rosh echad sheichem v'skaitem echad tzuetzes v'niskaitem lefnei Hashem Malkeichem, you will be remembered. On Shabbos, you don't say Yalav Yavai because you don't blow chatzotzes on Shabbos, and the Torah doesn't say b'nizkartem. But on Yom Simchasam Adechem, Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Teivim, and on Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Simchasam, whatever that means, that's a question. What does Yom Simchasam mean? So on those occasions, says b'nizkartem chatzotzes b'nizkartem. We should be remembered. So today we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the chatzotzes in conjunction with the korbanos. That's what it says. You blow the chatzetzus in conjunction with the akrabas akrabanis and the Beis Hamikdash. And so we don't have the chatzetzus, so we still say Yalav Yavai because of Miniskartem. You say Miniskartem. That was a shayla de Ramah, quotes from the Chubas Maharil, that when you daven Musaf, Amish Chodesh Cholei is b'Shabbos, so you say Yalav Yavai in the middle. So you say B'yom HaShabbos HaMelech Hazeh, B'yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. You mention Shabbos also. In the benching, he says when you say we'd say Yalav Yavai, you don't mention a Yalav Yavai both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't say Yalav Yavai because there is no Chatzotzus and there is no idea in this kartim. But on Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavai. But the question is, when you're saying Yalav Yavai, Rosh Chodesh, do you put in Shabbos as well? Once you're saying ready, Yalav Yavai. So the Ramah quotes the Shubas Maril, that the meaning of the Baal HaTosef was that they did say. They said, B'yom Shabbos HaMenach Hazeh, B'yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah writes over there, we don't have this practice at all. But this used to be the practice of the Baal HaTosef. And then the Maharil, the Ramah quotes the Maharil, you only mention Yom HaShabbos HaMenach HaZeh in the Shemoneh Esrei. because you're going to get back to Shabbos. You say Yalav Yav in the middle, then you're going to say at the end, the Kadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadoshim. So you're going to mention again Shabbos at the end. So when you say Yalav Yav, you should mention Shabbos in Yalav Yav. But in the benching, you say Ritzei, then you say Yalav Yav. We're not going to get back to Shabbos. So in Yalav Yav on the benching, when you have a double header, it's a Shabbos HaRosh Chodesh. You don't mention Shabbos HaRosh Chodesh. You only say Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, and our meaning is that we don't say it at all. Yeah, what's the issue? So in the back, I think we mentioned it recently, in the back of the two-volume Siddur, the Oitzar Tfilus, so they have Haoris on the Siddur from Rabbi Shai Berlin. Shai Berlin is the one who put in all of the things in brackets in the Masoras HaShas. He lived in the days of the Nadi Behuda. He corresponded with the Nadi Behuda. So they have a horror. He doesn't understand. You don't say Yalav Yav on Shabbos. You don't blow Chatzotzes. There is no of Niskartim. So why should the Maharil have this Nusach in the davening that in the middle of Yalav Yav, he mentioned Amash Chodesh Cholias B'Shabbos, he mentioned Yom HaShabbos HaMenach HaZab Yom HaShachosh HaZab. Why should you mention it? So the Pashtus perhaps is that it's an issue when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, is it the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh superimposed on Shabbos? You have two independent Kedushas, or that they blend in to become one and the same. Maybe it's a new Kedusha, so yeah, I'm hyphenated. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together hyphenated. So if you say that it's one new Kedusha, it's not Shabbos Luchud and Rosh Chodesh Luchud, it blends in to be one Kedusha, so yeah. If it blends in to be one, so then since they're connected, and on Yom Tov there is a din of Iskartem, on Rosh Chodesh there is a din of Iskartem, there is Kiyas Chatzotzes, when you have Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, so it makes sense to say the Zichanenu Figdanenu, Yalav Yav Zichanenu, even to mention Shabbos in the middle, because the two blend in to be one. So Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this. He says in Beitza, in the second parak, there's a machlokes b'sham and misil. When you have yontav shecholias b'shabbos or rishchodesh shecholias b'shabbos, how many brachas do you recite in the Shmona Esrei? So b'sham's opinion is that you say eight brachas. Say the first three, the last three. That's always the same. Then the middle brachas for kedushas hayom. So there's two separate, independent kedushas hayom. You say the nusach for Shabbos. Then you say a separate nusach for Rosh Chodesh. So there's one bracha Kadesh HaShabbos, then another bracha Kadesh HaShav HaZmanim, and each one that's the Nusach for Shabbos, that's the Nusach for Yontif, or for Rosh Chodesh. And we don't pasch like Bisham, we pasch like Bisham, so that you combine the two together. So the Gemara in Brachas raises an issue. How are you allowed to combine the two together? And then you say at the Chasima, the end, the last line in the bracha Kadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'HaZmanim, we have a klal, Ein Chos Min Bishnayim. The Gemara says, because we have a klal, einos mitzvus chavilos chavilos. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs wholesale. Let's say a person is a little late, he comes to shul late, and he doesn't want to say 15 different brichas hashach. He wants to say quickly. So he says, Baruch atu Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, einos ha'nesech u'min al-havch ha'miyam, ve'loyla b'shalos ha'nigoy, b'shalos ha'niyav, b'shalos ha'nisha, b'kechivim mal, b'sharumim mal. There are some, it says everything with one shema malchus. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. Then the Magen Avraham says, on the Shulchan Aruch, and if you did it, you're not Yotze B'Diyev of all the 15 brachas, you're only Yotze the first one. He said, you're not Yotze the last 14, you have to say over again. So that din ain't chos min mishnayim, zivim yakev b'diyev. So Gemara asked, but we do it all the time, when you have Yontav Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, or Shechodesh Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, so we do combine together. We say, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, so why isn't that a violation of Ein Chos Min Mishnayim? So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu. This is the one and only exception to the rule. That's the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Tes. Chutz Mizu, that you're allowed to be Chos Min Mishnayim. The Gemara says, why? But what happened to the rule? Ein Chos Min Chavilos, Ein Chos Min Mishnayim. So the Gemara says, Chodehi. So what does it mean, Chodehi? So if you look on the side of the Rif, on Brachas, on Daf Mem Tes, they have the revolve up, they have some Rishonim there. So they seem to have two different ways to read the Gemara. Whether the Gemara meant to say that the two blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyam, it's one Kedusha Sayyam hyphenated, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together, or no. Then it's the fundamental machlek is Bisham and Misil. That Bisham is how you say two separate brachas, one for Shabbos, one for Yom, one for Shabbos, one for Rosh Chodesh, because the two do not blend in. Misil hold, they do blend in, it's one new Kedusha Sayyam, so it's a real fundamental machlek is Bisham and Misil. Or maybe we should say really Li'olam Bishama Yisrael. He really should have said two separate brachas, one for Shabbos and one for Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara says in brachas that Anshek Nesa Gdoila were consistent. Those are the ones who composed all the Nischos HaTfilu and all the Kiddush and Abdullah and all the brachas and so on. So they consisted of a body of 120 Chachamim, or Behem Kama Nevim, and amongst them were several Nevim. What's the significance of Behem Kama Nevim? So Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChayim, you cannot compose a tefillah unless you have Ruach HaKodesh, unless you have Koach HaNevuah. So it was necessary. They composed the tefillahs at the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. That was over 2,000 years ago. That's around 2,500 years ago, a long time, a very long time ago. And still we say the same tefillahs. Here and there we had to modify because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but we say basically the same tefillahs that they composed at that time. So the Gemara says there, when they composed the Amidah, the Shmane, what we call the Shmane Esrei, so they had to have a precedent in Tanakh that you have a right to compose a tefillah with 18 units. Then they added Balam al Shirim, so they had to have a precedent in Tanakh, you have a right to compose a tefillah with 19 units. Then on Shabbos, they had to have a precedent in Tanakh, you can compose a tefillah with 7 units. Then Rosh Hashanah, you have a precedent, tefillah schana. You have a precedent that you can compose a tefillah with 9 units. The first three, the last three, the Malchus Chana Shofar says 9. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over every year, that there's a three-way machlokes hatanoim. On Rosh Hashanah, there really should have been 10 brachas. Should have been Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis, Malchus Chana Shofar is in the middle, and then another one, a tenth one, for the Kedushas Hayom. Like every Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a bracha on Kedushas Hayom. So you want to add, so you really should have 7 brachas, like a regular Yom Tov Dikas Shmoneh Esrei, then add on Malchus Chana Shofar should be 10. 7 or 3 is 10. But the Tanaim didn't have a Mokar in Tanakh for a tefillah with 10 units. So they had to take 10 ideas and put them into 9 brachas. So there's a three-way machlokes HaTanaim. Which brachas do you combine together? So our practice is that we follow Rabbi Akiva, you combine together. The fourth bracha is Atah Kodesh, Kedushas Hashem. So we combine it with Kedushas Hayom. Why? Because we change the Nusach. Instead of Akel HaKodesh and Aseres Meitzuv, we say HaMelech HaKodesh. And the first of the three brachas is Malchias. So Malchias and Kedushas Hashem blend in together because we changed the Nusach on Rosh Hashanah to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and we include Malchias in the middle of the fourth bracha. Rabbi Chaim ben Nuri was of the opinion, and the Yerushalmi says that during the days of the Tanaim, the whole Galil followed Rabbi Chaim ben Nuri. Rabbi Chaim ben Nuri was of the opinion that you don't combine Malchias with Atah Kadosh, with Kedushas Hashem, but rather you combine Malchus, you don't combine Malchus with Kedushas Hayom. And the fourth bracha, you combine Malchus with Atoka. Oh, I said it over back. I said it over wrong. Rabbi Chaim Nuri says that you insert Malchus in the third bracha. The third bracha is Kedushas Hashem, Atah Kodesh. And because you're going to end off HaMelech HaKodesh, Rabbi Chaim Nuri holds that you say Malchus in the third bracha. And in the Galil, they follow that opinion. We don't follow. We follow Rabbi Akiva that you combine Malchus with the Kedushas Hayom. Because the theme, every Yom Tov has a theme. So the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. So you say Kedushas Hayom with Malchus. And the third opinion that apparently was never picked up in any area. And I saw the Gemara quotes a Brisa. The third opinion, the first two, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, those are quoted in the Mishnah. And we follow Rabbi Akiva. And the fourth opinion is in a brisa there in the end of Rosh Hashanah that Shur just Rabbi Gamliel.
Rabbi
Gamliel, that you say the Kedushas Hayom every Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Kedush of Rosh Chodesh by Musa, the Kedushas Hayom is the middle bracha. So you say the first three, the last three, and the three in the middle, Malchus and the Shofars. So you should put Kedushas Hayom in the middle. So you put it together with Zichronos. Even though there's no theme shared in common, yeah.
So I think that I found out once there's some Sfardim, I think the Syrians, maybe someone here knows, we never say Yalav Yova Musaf. We always say it just in Maariv Shachris and Mincha, right? We never say Yalav Yova Musaf. But some Sfardim say Yalav Yovo in Musaf and Rosh Hashanah and Zichronos. And I thought maybe that's why, because Zichron, you know, Zichronenu, Fichtonenu, that it connects to the theme. So maybe it's a holdover from that Shita.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know that some Sfaradim say Yalav Yavam Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah.
So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Tanaim are all grappling with this issue. You can only have 9 brachas because we don't have a source in Tanakh for a tefillah that has 10 units. You only have 9 units. Tefillah Tzchana Hashem Hashem 9 times. But you have 10 ideas. You might have 10 brachas. You have to kvetch together. You have to combine together 2 brachas. So that's what they're different opinions. So that's what he explained. The machlek is b'shamah and b'silah when you have Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yis b'Shabbos, Yontav Shechol Yis b'Shabbos when you daven Musaf. You say an Amidah with 8 brachas. B'shamah, how do you say 8 brachas? Silva says 7. Is it because Silva says 7? Because there's no such source for 8? So you have to combine 2 together. And it's not a violation of Ein Chos Mimishtayim because they're not so different. They're both about Kedusha Sayyam. The day happens to have 2 Kedusha Sayyam, one superimposed on the other. It happens to be Shabbos, and it's also Rosh Chodesh. It happens to be Shabbos, and it's also Yantiv. So it's not such a serious violation of Ein Chos Mimishtayim. Or is it more than that? Is it that Pesil will hold that it is one, they disagree fundamentally with Bisham, they all that it's one Kedusha Sayyam. Now, so Leitchik thought that this is machloikas between the two Nuschos. When you have, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Chol Yis B'Shabbos, or Yontav Chol Yis B'Shabbos, so you say, gotta have a sitter. Where's the sitter? Let me see, Rosh Chodesh Chol Yis B'Shabbos. What do you say in Musaf? Ata yatzata olamcha mikedem. No, where's Yontav Dikas Shmoneh Esreh? If you have Yontav Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, so the concluding paragraph starts with Hasein Shalom Kedus Brukos Ma'adecha B'Chaim L'Shalom. The concluding paragraph on Shabbos always begins with Lekeinu Kevusein V'Tzei B'Nu Hasein. So in all the regular Sidurim, you have the Hasienu as the beginning of the concluding bracha on Yontav. Then you have, if it's Chol Yis B'Shabbos, you have in parentheses, you add on the opening line of the concluding paragraph on Shabbos. So in Valoshin, they used to daven the Nusach HaGro. And those who have a Shachas with Valoshin, they all daven. So the Echik family, so they all daven the Nusach HaGro usually. So the Nusach HaGro doesn't have that line. It doesn't have it. Why? What's the issue? So the Echik thought that this is the issue. If fundamentally Beis Hillel really agree with Beis Shammai, then you really should have said 2 different brachas. But you can't because we don't have a source in Tanakh for a tefillah with 8 units, only 7 units. So you're really a bit in violation of the din of Ein Chos Mimishtayim. So we really want to demonstrate, we would have wanted to say 2 chasimas, but we can't. So we say v'hasiyenu, then we say v'kenu kenu senu tzeminu chasenu, then you end off with 1. Karash HaShabbos Yisrael HaZman. But if you hold that when Yontav Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, if you hold that it's a new Kedusha Sayyim hyphenated, two together constitute 1 Kedusha Sayyim, so then you don't want to demonstrate that you really would have done like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel disagree fundamentally with Beis Shammai. They hold that it's not that you have 1 Kedusha Sayyim superimposed on the other. So then the Gro left out that line. Rav Soloveitchik was makbid that Professor Birnbaum, who taught in the Jewish Theological Seminary, printed a machzer for Shabbos and for Yontav and so on. So he decided that he likes Rabbi Yankev Hemden's Nusach HaTfila. Rabbi Yankev Hemden put out a siddur that's Nusach Hamburg. He lived in Hamburg. So the Nusach Hamburg was that you say, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, even if Yontav Shechol Yis B'Chol. You always say it. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. What do you mean? He didn't say it even Yontav Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. And Birnbaum put in all the clauses. He writes in his introduction, this is the more correct text. He said, Mi Samcha, who appointed Professor Birman as the chief rabbi of the world to change the Nusach of the Tefillah. Because he davened Nusach HaRoi, he didn't say it, even the Yantav Shechalias B'Shabbos, he didn't say it. But he thought that that was the issue. There's a kasha that there was a great Goen who learned by the Avnei Nezer. He used to live in Baltimore. What was his name? I forgot his name. So he printed many years ago a kasha from the Avnei Nezer.
Sternhill?
No, I forgot his name. Rabbi Michoel Forschlager. So he, just about 3 years ago, someone put out a whole biography, Michoel Bachas, I think it's called. And they want to publish. He left Svarim and Svarim Kisviya. They only printed one volume. They could print probably 100 volumes, but he wrote so much. So he once printed in Hapardes, a Torah journal in America, once printed a kasha from the Avnei Nezer. Once it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so the Avnei Nezer said Shalashudas Torah for the Hasidim as a Chasidus Rebbe. So he spoke about the following kasha. The Gemara says an erchin daf yudem ebeisa. You don't recite halal on Shabbos because lo ikri moed. The Ramban says there's no chiyuv simcha. Halal you say when there's a day that is a chiyuv simcha. On Shabbos not called moed. There is no chiyuv simcha. Then the Gemara asks, but Rosh Chodesh is called moed. There is a chiyuv simcha. How come we don't say halal? So the Gemara says muta basiyas malacha. That's why you don't say halal. So the Avnei Nezer was bothered with Akasha, but what if it's Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos? It's Ikri Moed because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's also Masiyas Malach because of Shabbos. So usually on Rosh Chodesh we recite Chatzi Halah, but the Gemara says in the end of the Tainus, Chatzi Halah is because it's only a minik. There is no Chiyuv. But if it's Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, it should be Medina. It should be Mechid Medina to say Halah. You ought to say Halal Shalom. That was his Kasha. So he said as a Teretz, the two Kedushas don't blend in together. So since there's neither a mechayev, Shabbos is not mechayev because not Ikri Moed, Rosh Chodesh is not mechayev because Muta Basiyas Malach, and the two don't blend in to be one big Kedushas Hayayim. So therefore, it's only a minig. Even Rosh Chodesh Chodesh is b'Shabbos, it's only a minig to say the Chatzi Hal. So that's really a question. Is the answer correct? So there's a Gemara in Zvachim, the beginning of Perikol HaTodir, where it sounds not so. The Gemara there sounds like it's saying, and Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos constitutes one big Kedushas Hayom. These were the two pshatim that the Rishonim seem to have given on that Gemara in Brochas on Mem Tes. Why is usually Ein Chos B'Mishnayim and Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos B'Yar? So the Gemara says, Achasi. So that was the question. How do you read the Gemara? The Tur quotes a Chiddush from his brother, Rabbi Nechiel, I think, that if a person eats on Shabbos and he forgets to say Ritzei, he has to repeat the benching. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because he yotze the benching, even if he forgot to say Ritzei, but you're not yotze the Suda. But on Rosh Chodesh, if a person eats and he forgets to say Ritzei, he doesn't have to repeat the benching, because on Rosh Chodesh there's an Issa Tainus, but you know, there's no mitzvah to have a Suda. It means you're not mechuyev to have bread. You could have had some gefilte fish or something, could have had some vegetables or a cup of coffee and said bar nefashis. You say bar nefashis, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. So even if you had bread and you're supposed to mention Yalla v'yavai, but it's not miyakev because the benching of yotze, even if you don't say Yalla v'yavai, and there's no chiyuv suda, so you can't say it's not yotze the suda. So the shad is, what if it's Rosh Chodesh Chodesh b'Shabbos and he forgot Yalla v'yavai in the benching? So the Torah quotes his brother, Rabbi Nechiel, that you have to repeat the benching. Why? Well, mitam Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv suda. So the Pashtus, I think people assume, because Rabbi Nechiel holds that the two Kedushas blend in to be one. Yeah, that's the Pashtus. That was the answer we said before, that Rabbi Shai Berlin asked, how could the Ramah quote this practice from the Tshuvas Ma'aril, that the Balei HaTos had a practice when you have Rosh Chodesh or Chodesh B'Shabbos, they say Yalla V'Yovei, B'Yom HaShabbos HaMerach HaZeh, B'Yom HaShem Chodesh HaZeh. How do you mention Shabbos and Yalla V'Yovei? On Shabbos there is no Tkiyas Chatzotzis. There's no Inyan of Zichreinus. So why do you say Yalla V'Yovei at all? It has no Shaychas. Yalla V'Yovei has no Shaychas to Shabbos. So the Pashtus and the answer is that Nusach that they said, Balei HaTos used to say, V'yom HaShabbos HaMenach HaZeh, in the middle of Yalla V'yavah, that's based on the assumption, like the Rabbi Nechiel, that the two blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyam. That's a question, whether that's so or not. Yeah. So what does the Gemara have a comment on this pasuk? Tika b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Ezil chag shachodesh miskase. When do you blow shofar on a yontif where chodesh is hiding? Chodesh miskase boy. So that's Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. So then the Gemara has Tana Rabbanan, three lines from the top on Amud Beis. Chok lisoch mishpah lokei yakim. Malam shein bez nishalmata nechnasim ledin. And can kitcha bez nishalmata es hachedesh. Yeah, because it's not Echa B'Tishrei yet. So that's where Moshe Feinstein has in his Chuvas. There's a, if a person says Akel HaKadosh instead of Melech HaKadosh, that says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to repeat the Shema Nasri. What if he made a mistake by Meir of Rosh Hashanah? He said, Akel HaKadosh, instead of Melech HaKadosh. So the Chayyadin quotes one of the Dayanim in Vilna during his lifetime, Rababala Pasvela. Pasvel was like a borough park, Flatbush, it's on the outskirts, it's a section of Vilna. So Rababala was a Dayan in that section of the city. So every so often he quotes a Hayra, quotes a Psak from Rababala. So he quotes, if a person forgets the Alevi over by Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't have to daven over. So Leil Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. You're not Mekadosh L'Chodesh till the morning. So since you're not Mekadosh till the morning, so if you forgot the Alevi over by Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. So he said, Huadinami, if you forgot to say Hamelech HaKodesh by Ma'ariv of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to daven over. So Rav Soloveitchik once gave, he used to give a Yortzeit Rosh every year on his father's Yortzeit. He gave a whole shiur 1 year to explain why he doesn't think that that's correct. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he came up with a new idea. The whole kpeda that you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. The Melech is judging the whole world. But the din, the Gemara said, the din only begins in the morning. At nighttime, Leil Rosh Hashanah, there is no din. So therefore, if a person forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh Leil Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei, not for the reason that Rababala said. A different reason, because Balayla, it's not yet the Yom HaDin. Gemara said, the din only begins in the morning, when Bezn Shalmat, and Kitchu is HaChedesh, then the Bezn Shalmayla will start to judge the whole world. Okay, very good. Clean out of tomorrow. We will continue. There's a lot to discuss. Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a side issue that somebody asked me? With a bris, mitzitza, we know that mitzitza is really nothing. It's not a sakana if we wouldn't do it. Is that correct? I mean,
yep. This is still right. Today we have antiseptics, so you don't need the mitzitza.
Right. So the person asked me, so on Shabbos, how can you do mitzitza? You're making a malacha. You know, whether you do it mitzitza bepeh or mitzitza with a straw, you know, whatever. So if we know that it's not, you know, it's not doing anything, then how can we, you know, and it's a malacha, so how can we do it on Shabbos, a bris?
The very strong kasha. You look in the Dvar Avram, he has an answer on the kasha. He quotes the Zohar that based on the Pesukim and Parshas Lech Lecha, the Zohar says that there are three parts to every bris milah. There's milah, and there's priya, and there's hatofas dam. If a baby is born, noilad mohu, so then you only do hatofas dam bris. So Nachri comes to convert, and he already had a circumcision. So then you only do hatofas dam bris. We fast can do our toughest numbers. But usually when you do a normal bris, you need three parts. You need mila, prila, because there are two skins that cover over the aver ha'orla. The outer skin is thick and the lower membrane is very thin. So the mila is when you cut off the thick skin, and priya is when you either fold back or you cut off the lower membrane. And our toughest adam, you need our toughest adam. So how much dam do you need? The mashu is good. But if you have more dam, so it's all a hemshech of the toughest adam. So that mila is the Shabbos. So you're allowed to do not only mila and priya, you're allowed to cause hatofas adam. So the mitzitza, even though it's not really necessary to have more, but it's a hemshech of the hatofas adam. There's no maximum. Actually, you have to make sure the baby doesn't get sick, it doesn't die. But it's all a hemshech of the hatofas adam. I think that's what we assume.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay.
Why do they have the Nevi'im by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol for the Takana of the Brachos?
Chaim Balozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Soloveitchik used to quote this in his Shiurim, that it would be impossible to compose a Nusach HaTfilah that should be recited for 1,500 years after, 2,000 years after. Anshei Knesset HaGadol, with the beginning of the Baal Shem Tov, they composed the Nuschos HaTfilah, and we still say the same Nusach HaTfilah with slight modifications here and there because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So he said that's why it was necessary to have a Behem Kama Nevi'im, because you can't compose a Nusach HaTfilah without a Novi. Rav Soloveitchik said that every so often he attends a graduation ceremony and they have a rabbi compose a benediction or a prayer. And he says he thinks that they're all ridiculous. They don't know what they're talking about. And he didn't think it was right that anyone today in our generation should compose kinnis for Tisha B'Av. He says, we don't know how to compose the slichas and the piyutim and the kinnis and the tefillos. You'd have to have Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, he said, the Rishonim did it. Okay, but he says, in our generation, he thinks that they're silly. He didn't think that any of them had any palm, any of the prayers that were composed in our generation. Very good.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Based off the Tosos that Rabbi mentioned in Tainus about the Sifrei being Asmachtas.
Tosos says in other places, a lot of things appear in the Sifrei and they're only Asmachtas. So we assume that there are Rishonim hold that Maisik Sofim is Deraisa. But we don't hold like that. There are Rishonim hold that you're only Yotze Maisik Sofim if you give it to Aniyim, because it's a Dina Maisa Oni. And if you give it to yeshivas or to hospitals, or a shul, you give it to the shul, that doesn't count for Maisik Sof. So we don't accept that opinion. We assume that it's a shir and tzedakah. It's not a din on Maisik Oni, only to Aniyim.
So the Tosos on Hey Amid Aleph talking about, that we discussed in Shir about the Kasha about requiring Lina from the Hekish. He doesn't bring it up as a possibility that maybe that Sifri is only talking about Lina Derabana.
Okay. But I think in the back of the Gemara, I think the Feinayim quotes such a, the Achrenim in the back quote such a possibility. Yeah. You can never tell. When you have a Sifrei, you can never tell whether they meant it as a real Drashik Murderaisa or they only meant it as an Asmachta. Right. You mentioned when you get to the Din that Truma is only Batal Echad Emeya and Orlan Klal Karim is Batal Echad Masayim. So this is proof from the Gemara, the end of Nida, that Truma's Bat Lech and Emeh, that's only a Din de Rabbanon. That's Beferish in the Gemara. And that's a Sifra, that's a Sifrei. It's Mikdash HaMimenu. So Tosfos said, that's only an Asmachta. And then the other one, that Oyla Klal Karim is twice the amount of Truma, that based on the assumption that Truma is Lech and Emeh, the Truma is Asabachil Mutabanoah, and Oyla Klal Karim is Asabachil Asabanoah. And since it's a double Isa, a Kofal Isuro, so kafal aliyosim. So you need double the amount to be mevatlet. So the whole din of meya by chum is only the rabbanon. So then the whole din of masai by erlok lakem is only the rabbanon, right? The Taisa says that you have a lot of Taisa, right? You have a lot of times drushes and nisifrei that are only intended as an asmach. I don't know if you have a nisifro like that. In sifrei you have sifro. I think they were all intended as real dinim deraisa. Yeah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought that it says, Foras Rosh HaYisha. So the Gemara says, Mikan Lebenos Yisrael, that Jewish women are supposed to cover their hair. Married women are supposed to cover their hair. So the Sifrei learns it up in the Pasuk by Nazir, by Soita, Foras Rosh HaYisha. So I think some write the Therish, Afo Pishen Raila Dabazet, I think in the Sifrei it says, Afo Pishen Raila Dabazet, Dabashenem, Foras Rosh HaYisha. So the Sifrei sounds like it's only an asmacht. It's only a din de rabban. The Gemara says there, I say, the Mishnah in Ksuba says a husband divorces his wife and she doesn't cover her hair when they're married. So the Gemara says that it's not a din de rabban. The Gemara says it is a din de rabban. So the Mefarshim say it means it has an asmacht in the Chumash. They don't think that it's a real din de rabban. Like the Mishnah says in Gittin, that the Kohen gets the first aliyah is a takana de rabbanon. The Gemara asks, why is takana de rabbanon? It's a deraisa. Fikidashta lechodavish abigdusha. Lefteach rishon leverach rishon. He gets the first aliyah. So the Tosfos in Chulin, Perkisi Adam, Tosfos says, well, no, it's only an asmachta that the Kohen gets the first aliyah. And the Gemara said deraisa here, the Gemara on Izokin says it's a din deraisa, means it has an asmacht in the pasuk. That's called deraisa. So that's what this phrase seems to say by married women combing their hair, that it's only afal pishin raida dava zechel dava, it's only an asmacht in the rabbanim. And that's why the Gemara calls it deraisa, like the kiddushta they call deraisa, and this says not to be taken literally. So a lot of this phrase are like that, that they're only intended as an asmacht. Okay, well, in that tomorrow, we'll continue.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can I ask Rabbi a question unrelated to Shir?
Sure.
I saw that there's a machlokas postgame about whether one makes a shehechianu after having a girl. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach holds that you don't make a shehechianu. So I was wondering, according to the shita, that you don't make a shechianu. So I saw some brought down that you should bring a new fruit, make the shechianu on the new fruit, and have in mind that if you're supposed to say shechianu, having a girl, so then that'll be mekayim also with the new fruit. So with okay. that, would you be allowed to do that during the 9 days where you're not supposed to make a shechianu?
You can say the shechianu on Shabbos, yeah.
Say it on Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't have to be around the time of the.
Yeah, you wait a couple of days. Still Shabbos. We have a machlokas with the Shachianu on the second day Rosh Hashanah because Yom Harichta. The Rosh quotes a machlokas, but they say every other Yantav Shen Shabbos is Shachianu because maybe yesterday was their Yantav Sveka Diyama, but the second day Rosh Hashanah because it's Kedusha Achas Yom Harichta, so it's a machlokas. So the Maram Rutmer came up with this pshara. You should have a pre-chodesh, a beged chodesh, so you say shachyanu, so you're not saying a brach levatol. So they quote that the minchas aluza, the minkacha, felt very unhappy about that. Like he's saying over here, the new fruit is more important than the baby girl. The new fruit, is more important than the Rosh Hashanah. Such an important day, so yeah, in principle, he would not have a pre-chadosh, a beged chadosh. He would just say shachyanu, because we pass kamikra din. If you don't have a beged chadosh, you still say shachyanu. They didn't like that solution to bring a new fruit. That's one of the over 10 places where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the recommendation of the Maharam Rutmer to try to satisfy all the opinions. That's what the
Mishkan. Shema Richter, why would you make a shachyanu?
So he's saying Kiddush. You say Kiddush on the second day. That's another day. So half of the Rishonim say, most of the Rishonim say, do say Shechan. And the others say no. Say Shechan. Yeah.
Also, the Chor, it's a different Shechiyano on a Maisa. I mean, it's a different category of Shechiyano on fruit than on a baby or on a fruit than on Yontif.
Yes, yes.
It's more Mechalik, a different Karachadata, right? I mean, it's a different type of Shechiyano.
Yeah, yeah. Shechiyano on the pre-chodesh is a reshus. The Gemara is optional. Shechiyano on is a chiyuv. You're mechuyev to. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, if you have a pre-chodesh, let's say on Shabbos, I say Kiddush, and before I drink the wine, I'm going to say Shechiyano because I have a pre-chodesh. That's a hepsik between the bar peragofen and the drinking of the wine. When you say Yak Nahas, Yain Kiddush, Nehabdolah Zman, so the Rosh says that's not a hepsik. Kach tikno chachamim. The Chachamim were the ones who made the takana. You have to say Birchas Hanenin. And they said you shouldn't be mafsik. And they said over here, we want you to be mafsik to say Shechiyanu in between. But if the second day Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to say Shechiyanu, and you say Shechiyanu, you're sticking in between the Bar Piyagofen and the drinking because of the Pre-Chadosh. So it would really be a hafsik. So you didn't really solve the problem by having a Pre-Chadosh. It's still a machlekes, but you're doing right. The Shlomo Zalman says the answer is we really paskin that you do say Shechiyanu on the second day Rosh Hashanah. But because So we take a pre-chadosh to cover ourselves. It shouldn't be brachal v'atol. But we're not really fully covered. But in case the second day of Rosh Hashanah doesn't require shachyanu, then shachyanu is a hefsik. We talked in between the burp yagofen and the drinking. But talking in between, that's not so chomer. But brachal v'atol is more chomer. But we really pass kamik redin that the second day of Rosh Hashanah does need shachyanu. They say that the Vilna Gaon asked his wife on the first day Yom Tov, what does she have for Shechiyanu? So she showed her husband, she bought some fruit or something. So he said Shechiyanu right away. Because the Din of the Gemara, he said Shechiyanu when they see the Pre-Chadosh in the store, even if you're allergic to it, even if you can't afford it, it's not yours. You're not going to buy it. They say Shechiyanu when you see the new fruit. then the second night Rosh Hashanah, he said Shechianu and Kiddush without any pre-Chadosh. He followed Dina de Gemara. He didn't go for these chumras from the Rishonim. This is the Mishkan Es Yankov, has his correspondence with the Beis Ephraim, where they had a big machlokes about Erevin. So the Beis Ephraim was defending the fact that they made Erevin all over in Poland, in Galicia. He lived in Galicia abroad. And the Mishkan Es Yankov was going out to pass all Erevin in the world. So in the middle of the tshuva to the Beis Ephraim, he has a footnote in bold letters. The whole Mishkan Es Yankov is in Rashi script. And the footnotes are in bold letters and in printed square letters. He says that the Maharam Rutmerg introduced this theme from the Hasidi Ashkenaz into Psak Halacha, that he tried to do things in such a way, the Bietzi, they call Ashitas. He tried to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. And this is one of the examples that he introduced. He should have a pre-chodosh, a begel chodosh, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush. And same thing by Hafrosha's Chala. If you only use May Paris, so the Baram Brut Merker amends, you should pour in a little water that it would have done the Lisha even without the May Paris. So there won't be a machlekes whether you're machuiv to be Mafresh Chala or not. And I think Professor Kanefogel published, he showed me, he published an essay where he collected over 10 cases where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the recommendations of the Baram Brut Merker to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Then the Mishnah Berurah took that attitude and he multiplied it by 1,000. So on every page, the Mishnah Berurah tells you how to stand on your head and do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. The Yetzi, they call on Shit. Okay, good. Tomorrow we will reconvene.
Thank you.